I apologize for the hoarse voice. Every time I get hoarse last minute, it reminds me when I was one of the only times I davened for the Omer on Rosh Hashanah. So I really worked hard. I was preparing I was preparing for Yom Noraim, and I was really working hard. The Nusach and the Nigunim, and I started davening Shachris morning for the Amud, and all of a sudden, in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz, boom, my voice disappeared. Almost nothing could come out. So the next night, I didn't prepare. They told me there was no one else to daven Shachris. It was in Tannersville. And they said there was no one else to daven Shachris. The next night, I didn't practice any Nigunim. I was just drinking tea. And after Psukei D'Zimra, I went up and I started on a much lower note. Hamelech, I started on a lower note. And when I finished the Shemona Esrei, the first day when I finished the Shemona Esrei, my silent Shemona Esrei, I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me do the Nusach right and the Nigunim right. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just give me koach in my voice. And sure enough, as I started Chazar Shatz, my voice got stronger and stronger. So I then realized that Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling me a very, very powerful Musar. And that is, you're worried about the Nigunim and the Nusach and so on, but there's something you forgot. And that is Misam Pelo Adam. At the end of the day, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, you forgot the most basic thing, you just took it for granted. So every once in a while, when I prepare a shir, and then all of a sudden I realize that my throat is gone, it's always a very, very powerful Musar Misam Pelo Adam. Let's call a spade a spade. We Jews are not that dumb. In fact, we, over the years, have learned to survive our enemies through even creative guile. You know, they say that there was once a woman deep down south during World War II, old redneck, in the middle of Alabama. She even had a Confederate flag hanging from her door. Now, some of these people are extremely, extremely patriotic. So a day or two before Thanksgiving, she calls up the base in Alabama and she says, I want to invite a bunch of soldiers over. Send me 10 soldiers. I'm going to feed them and I'm going to take care of them. I'm sure they haven't had a great home-cooked meal for a long time. And the sergeant says, okay, thank you, ma'am. She says, one thing, no Jews. Okay. Comes Thanksgiving night. She has a ring on the doorbell under the Confederate flag. And she opens up the door, and there are these 10 black guys standing at the door. Her mouth drops, and she says, I think this is a mistake. And one of the black fellows says, ma'am, this ain't no mistake. Sergeant Greenberg does everything right, and he always knows exactly what he's doing. So Jews have a sense of being able to know how to stick it to our sonim as well. And we're creative. But there are some things that we're not as good in. And that's what we have to be mechazik in during the time of Kabbalah Satera. There's a Ramban in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. At first glance, this has nothing to do with the Yom Kippur Yom Tov of Shavuos. And what I want to talk about tonight is not directly connected to it, but if you begin to think about it, ooh, there are yesodos that really come Shavuos time that we need to really, really internalize. The Ramban gives beautiful hakdamos to all the Svarim, to every one of the Chumashim. In the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, the Ramban says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts out with Musar, and he gives us strong Musar about the mistakes that we made in the Midbar. And after he gives us the Musar, then he tells us the mitzvahs of how to do it right. The only way you could do the mitzvahs right is if you internalize the Musar. So the Ramban says, the Musar continues through Parshas Dvarim, through Parshas Va'eschanan, through the famous Psukim V'yadata Ayom V'ashevosa Elevavecha, and then says the Ramban, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'yikra Moshe Kol Yisrael V'yomer Elehem, Shema Yisrael Asachukim Esamishpatim, and then we have the Aseres HaDibros. There's a very basic question in this Ramban. And that is, if you read the Psukim, there's one thing that the Ramban got stuck on that he doesn't address. And that is, it's true, there's Musar through Dvarim and Va'eschanan, but then there's one small parsha that doesn't fit into the Ramban's whole thesis. And that is the words, Oz Yavdil Moshe Shalosh Ha'arim. Moshe Rabbeinu designates, he sets aside three Arei Miklat, which are only going to go into effect when Bnei Yisrael goes into Eretz Yisrael. How does that fit into the Ramban's thesis? The Ramban says, you have Musar the whole way, and then we're introduced to all the Chukim and Mishpatim, and Maimed Har Sinai. But wait a second. How do you explain Az Yadu Moshe Shalosh Ha'arim? I heard Rav Goldwicht Shlita said an amazing idea. It's mamish in the words of the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis. And I then want to add to what he said that it even fits into the Ramban Al HaTorah on these psukim. But before I give you the teretz of what Az Yadu Moshe means, I want to share with you an emotion. It's an emotion that Rav Rafi and I had last week. Exactly last week, with a few hours, adding a couple hours. About 4 o'clock last week, I was standing with Rafi, about to learn Hilchos Shemitah, and Rav Rafi told me he had just gotten on his phone news that there was a terrorist attack in the Gush, and there were four boys that were four young men who were injured. There was a terrorist that rammed into four boys who were waiting at a trempiada. And one of those four boys is the grandson of the Rosh Yeshiva, of the yeshiva that I work for in the Old City, Ravina's grandson. And we didn't know. We knew that it was serious. We both learned together in that yeshiva. We knew it was serious, but we didn't know what had happened. Who knows how? What was the extent of the injuries? And there was a tremendous hargosha that I had, and every single one of you, even if you didn't know any of these boys, I can't imagine that in your life you haven't had this feeling of helplessness when you hear that something has happened, that someone you know, and you don't know exactly what situation they're in, and you don't know how to help them. That's a tremendously depressing feeling of helplessness. What are we going to do? We're going to run over to the hospital. There are 10 doctors that are surrounding. So we started off this year, and we just mentioned that we're learning Berufu Shalema Arya Ben Rina. Let's hold on to those feelings. Let's go to the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis. Says the Rambam, Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis, on the Mishnah that says, Hevizoyer B'mitzvah Kalo Ki B'chamura. The Rambam says, I'm going to teach you a nikuda nifla. For those who have been zocha to learn Yaradeya, Rav Goldwicht, when he read this, had the Vilna edition of the Rambam, the old edition, where the Rambam says, chidush nifla. And Rav Goldwicht said, the Rambam never uses the expression chidush nifla. And he's right. But if you look in the manuscript of the Rambam uses the expression nikuda nifla. And as far as I'm aware, there's only one other time the Rambam uses the expression kuda nifla, and that's in Maseches Krisus, where the Rambam gives the most important yisod in Yaradeya, in Hilchos Basar B'chalav. For the Talmidim here who are young, there's incentive to come back for smicha. I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's Musar time. But there's one other place where I know that the Rambam used the expression nikuda nifla, and it's one of the most important yisodes. So Rambam here in Machshava, just like the Rambam when he used the term nikuda nifla, he's talking about a yisod gadol in Yaradeya. The Rambam says, a nikuda nifla, I'm going to teach you on this mitzvah, hevizor b'mitzvah kalaki b'chamura. And you know what that yisod is? Says the Rambam, I'll give you the example. The example is Ozi Avdil Moshe Shalosh Ha'arim. Says the Rambam, because Moshe Rabbeinu set aside these three cities, even though he knew that the mitzvah was going to be incomplete. Why? Because the Arei Miklat are only going to kick in when Bnei Yisrael are going into Eretz Yisrael. You know what Moshe Rabbeinu is doing? Moshe Rabbeinu is doing the spiritual parallel to the following human phenomenon. And pshuto kimashbo in Ruchnius is exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu went through. You know what he went through? He's no different than a person that's walking through the Sahara Desert and he's dying. He's not going to make it. And he has a half a glass of water. If he drinks a half a glass, he's going to live for another half hour. If he doesn't drink, he's going to die right then and there. Every human being is going to drink that last half a glass of water. And you know why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has built us with a tshuka and a desire for chayim, for life. And that's built in our teva. Moshe Rabbeinu was going to die in the desert. There was going to be no mitzvos of Eretz Yisrael that he was going to be able to fulfill. He felt entirely inadequate vis-a-vis mitzvos hatzlius baretz. He would not be zoche to learn Hilchos Shmita, to live Hilchos Shmita, as we live Hilchos Shmita today, here in this classroom. But you know what? Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hevizor b'mitzvah kala, any small amount, the nekuda nefla of the Rambam is, that just like we drink that water, so too we try to do everything we can, as inadequate as it might be. You know what the teretz to our kasha on the Ramban is? You know what the bridge between Musar and living Torah is all about? The Musar is an ideal. But a lot of times, when we want to actualize the Torah, we have to realize that even though we think that we're inadequate, that we're incapable, and that we're helpless, we do everything we can. For two reasons. Number one, Rav Goldwich said, because there's three parts of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of Yira, we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of Ava, and we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it's our life. Because that is our half glass of water. And then there's something else. And that is, who says that even though it's inadequate, it's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do? The next morning I woke up, Friday morning, I woke up, I checked the yeshiva's email. The yeshiva said, please daven for Refuah Shleima for the Rosh Yeshiva's grandson, for Aryeh Ben Rina. And then it said, click here to say Tehillim. I still had this feeling of helplessness. I click on to say Tehillim. And it's an amazing thing, you know, the koach of technology today is amazing. It says 12 Sifrei Tehillim have already been finished. And we're up to right now this parak. If you say this parak, well, all you have to do is say a couple of prakim. And all of a sudden I realize, and this happens from what I understand all the time, this is the first time I experienced this, all of Klal Yisrael is coming together, and wait a second, I'm being mitzdaref, I'm not helpless. That's mitzvah kala. That every small thing that we could do, that we do, that Moshe Rabbeinu feels helpless in, that is our chayim, that is our life, that's what gives life. And before long, it begins to add up. Now, Rabosai, I failed the next minute. Then I saw on the site, it said, and you could commit to do a Maisa Tova. And they gave a few examples, help out an elderly person, a few things. I looked at it. It was Friday afternoon. I didn't think, unfortunately, my parents are not around. I wasn't able to do it. And then I thought, well, maybe I should write in this that I'm going to do today. And I said, what's that? At the end of the day, is that really appropriate? Is it this? And I didn't write anything in. But Baruch Hashem, there were 47 other people that did. There were 47 other people that said, even if it's a mitzvah kala, even if it's something that's incomplete, even though it's something that I'm not necessarily going to be able to create the world in, but nevertheless, there's a tremendous amount that I could accomplish. You know how the parasha of Oz Yavdil Moshe Shalosh Ha'arim concludes? It's the most famous pasuk that almost anybody that goes to shul knows is like the pinnacle. The pinnacle, writes the Ramban himself, of Kriyas HaTorah is picking up the Sefer Torah, Hagba'ah. And what do we say when we pick up the Sefer Torah? V'zei satei rasha sam Moshe lefnei b'nei Yisrael pi Hashem b'yad Moshe. You know where that pasuk is mentioned? Right there. Right after when Moshe Rabbeinu sets aside the three cities. Rabosai, that's because a mitzvah kal adds up. And what we think is inadequate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very dear. And how many times do people negate their ability and their kochos? That's the part that we're not good in. We might be intelligent, we might be creative, we might be able to know how to respond, But when it comes to giving ourselves and our Maisim Chashivos, I've been zochet to be learning with you and many Talmidim for many years. But at the end of the day, at that moment, I felt paralyzed. Says the Ramban, in Sefer Devarim, the expression of Kol Yisrael is used. Sefer Devarim begins, Ela Advarim Ashadibe Meshel Kol Yisrael. I want to add to what Rav Goldwicht said, that the Ramban points out, Vayikra Moshe El Kol Yisrael Vayomer Aleihem. And the Ramban says, that's the same lashon of Kabbalah's HaTorah. Just like Kabbalah's HaTorah had all of Klal Yisrael together, so too over here we emphasize all of Klal Yisrael together. When it came to Maimon Har Sinai, there HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentioned the big things, the Ten Commandments. Klal Yisrael, though, felt that all the small things are important. You know why? Because we had the Hargosha, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. We were all together. And that means that as one guf, as one entity, of course, when the hand hurts, the leg hurts as well. There's no difference between the two. And whatever the hand does helps out the leg. When we eat, when we put food into our stomach, that helps the leg grow. But you know what happens after Kabbalah's HaTorah recedes? Then we forget this Bechina. Then we forget this idea, this bridge between the Musar and all the mitzvahs. And that is Oz Yavdil Moshe Shalosh Ha'arim. Rabosai, I want to drive this point home and conclude with something I've mentioned to the Talmidim in the past. It's that type of season. I was speaking to my father as I was driving to the yeshiva. And I asked him, Tati, did you start doing your jogging routine? My father's Bli Einhar, close to 80 years old. In the cold New York winters, he can't jog. He's not like me, who has a treadmill in the house. He can't, that's not natural. It's not natural for him to jog on a treadmill. That's like, my father started jogging when he was in Chicago 60 years ago. You don't jog on a treadmill. So what he does is, after the winter, he drives to the park. And he's Bli Ayin Hara now, an old, healthy man. He can't jog the way he used to. I remember when we were young, we used to jog miles and miles and miles together. And my father would have this spurt at the end. Can't do that anymore. But he goes, he suits up, goes to the park, and he jogs 100 feet. That's the most that he could do the first day. My father told me this year, actually, the first day he wasn't even able to jog, he walked. He said the next day he ran for the first time. And then he goes home, he takes a shower, he doesn't need a shower, he barely jogged. He goes home, takes a shower, goes through the whole routine. The next day he comes back, and he doubles it, 200 feet. Bli Ayin Hara, maybe do this for many, many years. At the end of the summer, my father is going at 4 or 5 miles. Because things add up. Do you know if you do 2 Mishnayos a day, then it adds up? You'll be finishing Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. But so many people say, what does it add? What are the odds I'm going to finish? No, if you set your mind to it, you will. If you don't stop, you're guaranteed to finish. Something small. It's not a coincidence that when I went into Rabina and I asked him, what could we do? Sunday morning, I asked him, what could we do? So he said, tell the boys, pachos kedarko v'kodesh, pachos mikashir chazanish, less than the large shir chazanish, just 5 more minutes learning. Just 5 more minutes. You know what happens when every single one of us learns 5 more minutes? When every single one of us, when hundreds of people are saying 2 kapitlach tilim, what that adds up? When 47 people decide that their actions are not inconsequential, what a beautiful thing that could create. That's how we, Klal Yisrael, make the one beautiful goof that joins all of us together work. Beis Hashem, in this Kabbalah Satari, we should be zeicher to feel ki yesh echad b'lev echad. But there's going to come a time that we're going to need to have that bridge that Rav Goldwicht taught us about. And that is that bridge to realize that as inadequate as it seems, that is the most important Musar. Not when everything feels great, not when there's kolos uvrakim, a matan Torah. But that personal feeling of ki ish echad b'lev echad could be exercised if we appreciate the small things. May we be mekadei shem shemayim with the small and beautiful things that's been part of Klal Yisrael l'dorei doros.